right, settle down. I'm not in the mood for your crap.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray on the day before Thanksgiving and a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. We welcome you in if you're listening on 94.1 FM, and if you are, then you probably missed the first 2 hours of the show on ESPN 97.5. If you did, we always encourage you to go to the website, ESPN975.com. You click on the show tab, and you can catch up on all the hours of the show that you missed, including other shows throughout the week. And also, we suggest at that time when you're on the website, also on the front page, download the app. Therefore, you take us anywhere, everywhere, never miss a show ever again. No more excuses, people. Just do it.
Did you take time out of your busy schedule yesterday evening to sit down and watch the playoff rankings show from start to finish, like you always do?
Nope. Sure didn't.
Not much change, really, in the top eight. Actually, UCF, though, leapfrogs Ohio State to number nine. Up two spots.
Yeah, finally so, cracking the top 10.
Yeah, so your top 10 in order. Like I said, no changes, but I'll read it anyways. Bama at 1, Clemson at 2, Notre Dame at 3, Michigan at 4. So there's your playoff teams. 5 and 6 is Georgia, Oklahoma. Number 7 is LSU. 8 is Washington State. UCF jumps to number 9, and Ohio State checking in at number 10. Florida, Penn State both moved up two spots to 11 and 12, and West Virginia fell four spots to 13. Texas up a spot at 14. Kentucky rounds it out in the top 15. And then the only other thing I want to point out, Aggs jumping up. Number 22 now. Weren't ranked last week, and now they jump up to 22.
I'm looking forward to that LSU-A&M game.
I'm not. I have a feeling it might be an ass-whooping.
I don't think so.
Okay. I hope you're right.
I think it'll be closer than you think.
If you think about all the good teams that they've played, they've fared well and lost.
Okay, we'll see.
So
I still, you know what? Every year, LSU, for as good as the quarterback looked early on, I'm just like,
this will tell you how good LSU is with two losses. They're still 7 in the committee's eyes. That tells you how good that team is.
LSU every year, but again, it's LSU and Texas, programs that get every single position loaded with talent,
can't
with
get
the exception of quarterback.
Yeah, and I mean, you think about there's two loss and three loss teams out there, but they're all outside of the top 10. The only two loss team inside of the top 10 is LSU at 7. My question to you, do you think UCF is getting snubbed being at number 9?
You know, with their schedule and everything else, look, the two things I was going to say I was happiest about is that UCF cracked the top 10. And like I said, I'd like to at some point just see them play one top-notch, high-level program.
Yeah.
And just see, are they contenders or pretenders? But we're not going to see that because they're going to run the table. They're going to run right through the conference, and then you're going to put them in a bowl game. But they're not going to do enough to where it would help them get to the top four. I mean, you and I have talked about it. There's no way that they're cracking the top four. No. The only teams that could possibly crack the top four are probably Georgia on a late run. Ohio State, if miracles happen and they somehow try and find a way to stop somebody.
Beat Michigan, yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, it looks like, you know, the top four is pretty solid unless all hell breaks loose and Alabama loses to Georgia.
But so you have to talk about good wins and good losses and all that stuff because that's just part of the narrative of what the discussions are in college football, right? Because you talk about, oh, well, Michigan has the one loss, but it was a good loss because it was to Notre Dame, who's ahead of them at 3. So, hey, that's a good loss. So UCF being undefeated, they do have two wins over ranked teams. Now, there's a caveat to that, though.
They were ranked at the time.
So at the time, Pittsburgh was not ranked, but now they're ranked 24 in the nation. So they beat the number 24 team in the country, And then again, they beat the number 24 team last week in Cincinnati.
So they're just about being the top 25.
So they're good enough to beat the top 24 team. We've established that. Right. Whoever is at 24.
They got them.
So in other words, if they play Pittsburgh again, they beat
advantage
them again because they're 24. Yeah. So I that's the problem I have to your point is that they're really not playing anyone. And let's be honest, if you've watched UCF at all this year, do you honestly think that this team could beat Bama or Clemson?
Do you think
that they could beat Notre Dame or Michigan?
I don't.
Do you think that they could beat Georgia or Oklahoma?
I do not.
LSU?
Maybe.
Washington State?
Maybe.
Okay. So that's why they're behind all those teams.
Right. I totally agree with that. I mean, the other thing that really warms my heart and makes me feel good about what's going on because of all the powerhouses that always are there every single year. I like Kentucky being in the top 15.
I do too.
It's a great story for a program that's been known as a basketball school, but they're hanging in there.
Yeah, I do too. And I would love to see UCF get a New Year's Six bowl.
Give them a shot.
And go win that and then talk smack because it'll be against a pretty damn good football team this year.
Yeah. Yeah, all things are going to be fun to see with that team. I just don't think, like I said, there's no way they're going to crack the top four.
Yeah,
they're not going to get the shot that they think that they deserve. But they better damn well on that bowl game against a pretty good opponent. Make you know if they want to make a statement, that's the only thing that they probably have going for them to set them up for next year.
Yeah, on Twitter. Ivan said, who are y'all rolling with tomorrow for the Thanksgiving free play on my bookie? Are you going Bears or Lions to cover?
I'll tell you this, and I saw this, and I know that my bookie is a sponsor of the station and you and the show, mm-hmm. and we appreciate them. I think it's a really neat concept where you take one or the other, and if you win, you win, and if you lose, you get a replay.
Yeah,
which is a can't lose situation. You at least get one more chance to make good. We talked to Sigmund Bloom about it. I talked to you guys before the show. I don't expect Trubisky to play because they got screwed. There's not enough time and everything else. Chase Daniels, the line hasn't changed. So it's still
It was Bears at 4 on Vegas Insider, but I just looked at my bookie and it's at 3 now.
So and everything that I've seen across the other sites has been it's been staying at 3.
Okay.
I know the Lions normally have a tendency to show up and play better on Thanksgiving Day.
Uh-huh.
I know that the Bears defense is fantastic. But I don't believe in what the Bears offense can do. Trubisky hasn't been great anyway, but I don't believe Chase Daniel is going to lead this team to some big time effort. I think I might take the Lions in the points.
Okay. So here's how I normally do it. And I was just showing AJ my methods yesterday, but I have a formula that I figure out what I think each team will score in the game. And then I add the odds to it or based on, who's the favorite. And then I try to figure it out from there. So according to what I have, and take this for what it's worth, I went 8-5 last week. So that doesn't, but I had the score being somewhere around 28-21 Bears. Now, that means that if the Lions are getting 3, that's still 28-23. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But here's the thing.
24,
that just,
right?
Huh? 28-24. Yeah, sorry, 28-24. Because it's actually 20.8 points. Mm-hmm. That's why I said 23 because I was adding it to the 20. Yeah, so 28-24. But that's with Trubisky.
Right.
So is he worth 4 points to you? Do you think that he's worth
I think so.
4 points to this Bears offense?
I think so. You know why? Because as much as I can say that his passing hasn't been great, his running and his ability to scramble out of the pocket and get a lot of good chunk yardage out of the pocket keeps that Bears offense trucking down the field a lot. And I think that that's a factor. That's why I'm leaning towards the Lions, simply because of the fact that I also remember plenty of Thanksgiving days where the Lions have played spoiler and they've showed up big. And at home, the Lions are a different team. Stafford's a different kind of quarterback. And I still think he can play. It's just a matter of they took Golden Tate from him. They've got some issues offensively, dinged up at running back. So those are the kind of things they're going to have to deal with. But overall, I think the Lions can give him a game.
So the two things that I look at when I see that and I think, okay, no Trubisky, that's one big knock on it for me. The other thing is it's no Trubisky, backup quarterback on the road now.
Yeah, Chase Daniels.
On Thanksgiving when everyone's watching. Now, I don't know if ESPN has done any updates or not. Trubisky is doubtful. That's the problem. He's doubtful, but that doesn't mean he's out.
But I saw something on Twitter where they said he was out. He wasn't going to play.
So officially on the injury report.
They haven't made it official yet.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If they announce that, I would wait. I would wait till the very last second to make that bet to see. If Trubisky plays, then my play would be the Bears. I'll take the Bears and give the three. But if Trubisky is out and it's a backup quarterback on the road in Detroit on Thanksgiving, I think I'm going to go Lions and give me the points.
That's the way I'm leaning as well. Keep in mind, though, other things that are going to be big time for the Lions are that their two ones are also going to be out. Kerryon Johnson is out.
He is out.
As well as Marvin Jones now is out, their wide receiver that's been their wide receiver one.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
So that's going to hurt them a little bit. Yeah, you still got Galladay. Bruce Ellington.
Questionable.
That name rings a bell. I see Ellington questionable. I see Galladay's going to go. You got LeGarrette Blount filling in for Johnson and Theo Riddick. So you got some guys with some experience.
Yep.
But overall, you know, the Bears have great skill position players. It's just a matter of...
Well, defensively, I mean, it's going to be hard for... I think even if Detroit was healthy, it's still going to be hard for them to you know, score on that defense.
Stafford's going to have defensive linemen on his ass all day.
Yeah, and Aaron Lynch is out, but I still think that Bears defense, they could fade. That's not a problem for them, especially up front, that front four. But I'm sticking with that. I mean, if Trubisky plays, I'll give the points and take the Bears. If he's out, I'll go ahead and I'll take the Lions and the three at home on Thanksgiving.
There you go. I'm with you. I mean, I just am surprised it didn't move if Chase Daniels is going to play. But
me too. But that'll also let you know, because it's the doubtful tag and not out tag, that I guess they can't really decide. It might move right before. I mean, I wouldn't surprise me.
I was going to say, that's why, as a better, maybe in the morning, you can maybe cash in before it does change.
Yeah, so. Maybe in the morning or something, it might move a little bit. Yeah,
even ESPN's headline is Trubisky unlikely for Thanksgiving game. So it's leaning more and more towards that.
There you go. I'm leaning more and more towards the fact that you guys need to get out to Vortex and work out. You guys need to get in shape. And Vortex is a great place to do that. I've been telling you about them for a while now. And I'm not just telling you about them just because they're advertised. I work out there. I was there last night coming back from the holidays. I'm going to be there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And you're more than welcome to come work out with me. I've had an open invitation for listeners. And you guys can come out and work out with me. Take a boxing class. Take a spin class or a ride class. And see for yourself what kind of workout it is. It's 45 minutes. That's all the classes are. 45 minutes long. Outstanding full body workout. You burn a ton of calories. The gym is a great shape. It's a great gym. Plenty of room for everybody to work out in. And they've got this great special going right now. $40 for unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. So you pay the $40, you can take a rumble class in the morning and a spin class at night and do that every day of the week for that 1 week for that $40 to try it out and then see what you like and then go from there. If you just want to do it on a class-by-class basis, you could do that as well. Just sign up and online at vortextexas.com, and a class is like $25 for a spin class. That's nothing, man. Come out there and work out with me and get in a boxing class. Trey, the trainer, is a boxer, so he's gonna not just get you in shape, he's gonna teach you actually how to box, and he has a different combo. I've never had to do the same combinations in the workouts twice since I've been working out at Vortex, so it's always something new and different. You're always learning a different combination, and you're always getting a full body workout. And the best part is Trey is great at motivating. When I'm feeling like I'm ready to quit in the middle of class, he won't let you. He keeps you going, which is how you get in shape faster, man. You stay into that workout. You stay into that cardio zone where your heart rate's up. Trey keeps you there and keeps you in shape. And listen, don't worry about gloves. Don't worry about wraps. It's all there for you. If you need gloves, they have them. If you need to buy wraps, they've got that as well. So you can just show up ready to go and ready to work out. 1707 West Gray is where they're located. 281-501-3094. Write that down. 281-501-3094 is the number. And the best thing to do is just go to Vortex Texas and log on, vortextexas.com, and you can get your classes signed up for. But do me a favor, go follow them on Instagram as well. Vortex_Texas on Instagram. Check out the classes and the rooms and see what they look like as well. Vortextexas.com, guys. I'll see y'all there next Tuesday.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Nothing like the sweet sounds of Little Ava to get you ready for the holiday on a way back Wednesday. It's just thankful Thanksgiving songs off of, who's playlist? Not Siri.
Off of apparently a 90-year-old man. You Googled this?
Yeah, I was looking for. I was trying to change it up because obviously you guys weren't appreciative.
Are you sure you didn't
the,
ask Jeeves? Because this is horrible.
Let's Turkey Trot is the name of the track.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Only Turkey Trot I've ever heard was in elementary school when I ran the Turkey Trot for Miss Sinky's field day class.
I got one here in the gallery tomorrow, the Turkey Trot.
But I mean, turn this crap
spell
down.
Ava, Nick, with an E or an A.
No one wants to hear this crap.
E-V-A.
Oh, E-V-A.
I hope one of the bolts comes out of your chair and you fall down. This is terrible.
I mean, I'm not. I think it's very Thanksgiving-ish. You wouldn't play this if you had a bunch of people at the house?
No. Well, unless I want them to leave.
This is another artist I would that be had like, a one-hit wonder and didn't want to be just one hit.
They would be like, hey, we think we're going to spend the night. And then I would throw on Big Fat Ava and the Turkey Trot.
Little Ava.
Whatever. She's...
Go watch Get Up.
Or Sit Down or
sit
Shut
down
Up or whatever.
Pick Me.
We got a lot of texts to get to that I... All the way back to 2 o'clock. And yes, don't worry. I'm going to give away three more pairs. Or not three pairs, but three more winners for tickets. And then that's it. You got to buy them. But you know what? I promise you it'll be worth it. Come out and have a good time. All right. Some texts real quick. Random question for you guys. This is from Chef Ed Brown. Mm-hmm. If I bring you guys some food, will you try it and let me know what you think? I'm working on getting my food truck started. Thanks and great show, fellas.
I know what I think your answer is already. I'm going to say I think. I'm not going to tell you I know.
Okay, what's your answer?
Depends on what it is.
Ah, okay. It depends on. He didn't say what it is.
Well, then I can't say if I'd try it or not. If it's something I don't like anyway, I'm not eating it.
So I'm all. Here's why. And Chef Ed Brown, don't take this the wrong way. But I'm always a little skeptical when people want to bring us food because there are a lot of people that hate us and I feel like they would stick their penis in the mashed potatoes or do something disgusting to the food that they would bring to us. And so
now if you bring the food truck out front and we get down there and
For the most part, I'm a gnaw when someone wants to give me food unless it's a restaurant that sponsors the station that I know doesn't hate us. So my answer is, love you, Mr. Chef Ed Brown, but I don't know if you're one of the dudes that texts the show saying how much you hate me or not, so I don't know if I can trust you. You know, you could bring some for Joel, he'll eat it.
And I'm also saying, if he's trying to get a food truck, if the truck's out front and we're there watching the prep and everything like that,
okay,
it's different, right?
Now that I would agree with, but I don't think you're allowed to, I don't think you can see into the food truck when they make the food, but yeah, that would be, I would
well,
be
maybe
more
he'll
prone
let
to,
you in the kitchen.
I would be more prone to do that, yes.
Yeah.
We wish you success. In your endeavors, and if you need to advertise, let us know. We can turn you on to the right folks.
Nick, you eating it?
What are you point? Oh,
I mean, I might lie to you and tell you I'm eating it,
and just throw it away. Don't waste that man's food.
Yeah,
I can't wait until 4 o'clock for the Nick show. I'm ready for him to drop these two anchors.
Me too.
Is that a text?
Yeah,
or a tweet?
That was a text. We're obviously holding you back, Nick.
It's the first nice text of the day.
Obviously holding you back. What would Nick and Cody call their show? The False Start? So that lasted for one whole text.
The False Start? Is that what he went with?
Yes.
That penis.
Nick is for sure the meanest one of all of you. No doubt. This was now, and for context, this was after Shannon's call when you lost your mind and got angry. That was immediately after that call.
I didn't. It was a semi meltdown. It wasn't a massive meltdown.
I mean, it wasn't Chernobyl, but it was Krakatoa-ish.
I don't know why we took the call. We never take fantasy calls outside the fantasy segment.
You have to look at your man's.
I know how I get thrown under the bus around here.
And I mean,
took
we it
because,
both said
because
no.
Whoever took the call said please. So I thought there was something we were missing in the story. It's my bad for not realizing it was the same name. But I thought, well, please, maybe there was some special circumstances. And evidently
there
was.
Next time when we vote, if somebody's outvoted, we got to stick with it. Anyone ordering Tiger versus Phil?
Nope.
No. Did you see, though, where they were like, I'll bet you 100K I birdie hole one? Phil says to Tiger in a
press conference.
In the face-offs? I mean, we'll use MMA terms because that's what it was kind of like.
And they started laughing at each other.
So Phil says, I bet you 100K that I'll birdie hole one. And Tiger's like, psh, double it. And then Phil goes, got him. I suckered him into that. It's like, guys, this isn't working. Like, you're golfers. Your trash talk is terrible. And the whole thing was obviously fake and staged. It just felt fake and staged. So,
what I'd really like to know.
No, I'm not buying it anyway.
Which would make it more interesting. I'd like to know how much is coming out of their own pocket. Because you got to believe the sponsors and the people and the from the they're not paying for anything. It's like they're going to be free and easy because they're not worried about any of that money except for if they win it.
Right.
Because they're not responsible for it.
Nope. They don't care. All right, let's do this ticket giveaway real quick, and then I'll read the rest of these texts. All right, so I had to make sure that they were ready at the club because they're going to be the ones taking the calls, not our poor intern here. So this is it, your last chance to win tickets. If you want to buy them, just go to BarryIsFunny.com. Right there on my schedule on the homepage, just click on the ticket link, and it'll take you there. Use BarryIsFunny as your promo code, and you'll get half off. So, I mean, if you want to take somebody, I mean, you're basically getting two for one. If you're taking four people, you're getting two for four. So, BarryIsFunny for your promo code to buy tickets. But here's your chance. First three callers are going to win up to four tickets, but don't call the show. Don't call the station. Call the joke joint. It's 281-481-1188. 281-481-1188. If you're not going to go, please don't call. But if you do want to go have some fun, 281-481-1188. Good luck. First three. Outside of that, go buy your tickets. Okay, that's it.
I got bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Your boy.
Oh, no.
Has been arrested again. Your boy.
Damn it.
The neck has been arrested again.
Oh, no.
So the guy that went viral with the neck that was the size in circumference of a snow
Mr.
tire.
Mr. Volcano Neck is
Charles Dion McDowell. Has been arrested again, this time in Alabama, for allegedly trying to elude law enforcement. He has also faces charges of second-degree possession of marijuana, reckless driving, driving with license revoked.
Reckless driving?
Yep.
Or reckless driving?
Well, either one.
Okay.
And improper lane usage. He was released on a $5,400 bond just last week when his viral mugshot was posted on Facebook. People went crazy with the size of his neck. Basically, the post that kept coming in, as we know, was some of the ones that we've had fun with here. But people were saying his neck is still at large. That neck tattoo cost $6,000 because they charge by the square foot. Somebody said he was negligent. And you people should be ashamed of yourselves. All this negativity isn't right.
You know, it's really large. It's first of all, and I feel bad for the guy because he's basically the butt of every single joke. Right now on the interwebs, but damn, it is how I mean, is it now? And this is a serious question, and I'm just asking: do you think it's a deformity, or is it something that like he just when he works out? That's
he looks like he lifts weights, but overall, in looking at it,
it's got to be some sort of deformity, right?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, because and
he looks like a thumb with a face.
If I'm him, well, that probably wouldn't work. I was going to say, if I'm in from now on, I'm wearing turtlenecks, but I don't know that they would. You'd probably have to, like, get a garbage bag as a turtleneck. I don't know. It's pretty large. I would try to hide it.
Good luck wearing a dress shirt.
Unless, no kidding.
Yeah, unless you get a custom.
Because how do they do dress shirts? They do like 18 and a half.
I think 18.
What size dress shirt do you wear?
I used to wear a 17 and a half.
Yeah.
And now it's like a 17.
Yeah, I think he's probably a 70.
I mean, off the rack dress shirts, I think the biggest you can get is like 18 or 18 and a half. This dude's got to be like in the 20s.
Yeah.
Without question.
Without question.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, we've got a half hour still to go. So if you're in for that, 713-780-3776, where you can call
you okay there,
or
Les Miles?
Text. And at the same time, if you want to reach us via Twitter, you can also do that, as we'll be here till 4. Then Nick and Cody will take you home till 7 on the Blitz.
Yeah, and listen, if you the holidays are coming up and maybe you're looking at the bank account thinking, you know what, this is... I don't know if I'm going to have enough money to get presents. Maybe just in the wrong industry. Maybe you could use a change of career. And might I suggest, from experience, you take a look at the oil and gas industry. I was in that business for a long time, and I could tell you there's a lot of money to be made by a lot of different folks. And I want you to have the opportunity to do it. And one way to do that is to get involved with UMD Academy. They are offering an oil and gas basics class. And for it's for non-oil and gas professionals specifically to learn the business and to get prepared. And they're going to stand by you. They're not just going to take these classes and they're like, well, good luck. Hope you get a job. No. That's what separates UMD Academy apart from everybody else that's out there trying to get you ready and trained for the oil and gas business is they help you. They help you build your resume. They're going to put you through mock interviews so that you're prepared to go out into the world and sit through some of these interviews that you're going to have to go through to get the job. They even have career coaching for you. So it's not just like a one and done, like you just take a few classes and they forget about you. Nope, they have the classes available, and then they have the support infrastructure in place for you as well. And some of those classes include intro to oil and gas, IT basics. They have upstream drilling. They have training in the day in the life of a project engineer, women in engineering courses. They've got a ton of stuff out there that's available for you. I wish this existed when I got into the business, but you guys, I can tell you that the ramp up is really difficult, but the payoff can be outstanding. So you should definitely give it a shot and check them out today. It's umdes.com/learn. Is the website umdes.com/learn. If you didn't remember all that, just tweet at me. I'll send it to you. But use promo code ESPN Radio when you sign up, saves 10%. Promo code ESPN Radio saves you 10%. Get started on a new career making more money. umdes.com/learn.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final hour. Excuse me, half hour of the show. My time flies when you're having a blast. It's a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, day before Thanksgiving. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We appreciate you, whether you're listening on ESPN 97.5 or SportsMap 94.1. And, of course, the fun doesn't end when we leave. Nick and Cody Stutes will be filling in for Fred and AJ. John will still be here, I believe. And they will take you home until 7 o'clock.
Yeah, somebody texted and said, what are the odds Nick will sing the Gym of the Day song?
I would not do that. That's a staple to the Blitz. And I could not partake.
Okay.
Who's going to say, and the Blitz is on?
Well, it's up to Cody.
For a Wednesday.
It's up to Cody if he wants to do that. If he wants to do his best Fred Fowler impression.
NASCAR Johnny said, can I get a shout out to the peeps at Benny Keith? I also want to say thanks again for getting us through another holiday. Happy Thanksgiving. Same to you, NASCAR Johnny. Happy holiday to you and all the folks out there.
We appreciate you, Johnny, being a suspect from day one.
Yep, indeed. And all the folks at Benny Keith. We have a ton of listeners out there. So
they get in trouble sometimes.
Appreciate all of them. Yeah, they do. So we appreciate all of you guys. And even if you don't work there, we appreciate you listening.
No doubt about it. We've got a lot of people that actually use a lot of bandwidth listening to our show, so that's always a good thing. We hear the stories when we're out on remotes, and that's always a great thing when you guys take the time to reach out and let us know. And again, spread the word, because the more the merrier. We love to keep building this thing and keep it growing and on the upswing. So thanks to you guys, we are where we are, and we want to keep it going. So we appreciate you.
Somebody said, Barry, I was planning to take my side piece to your next local show, but we all have plans to be out of town this holiday weekend. Damn it. Wait, maybe I should not have left my name. I don't know the last part, but yeah, bring your side piece. That's fine. I won't out you. I promise. I won't. Okay. Speaking of side pieces, I have a question for you guys. So this lady, a 21-year-old, Pearl Derriere is her name.
That's really her name.
Pearl Derriere. Well, she dances in burlesque, so it may not be her official name, but she is 21 years old. She is planning on throwing the world's biggest orgy. The goal is 1,000 people. This would double the record set in Japan of 500. Now, some fun facts about Pearl is that she is a burlesque dancer. She's also stopped counting her sexual partners at 100, which is a very large number, by the way. I can say for a fact there's no way that I have slept with 100 people in my life. That is a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
how
you're no Wilt Chamberlain?
No, my
that
God,
that claim
100?
Was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was like 50,000 or something stupid like that.
It was an ungodly number.
100 is a lot of people.
Yeah, I don't know if I could function after 100. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the amount of time.
Well, even so, I mean, let's just say you started banging at 16.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, in 30 years, 100 people, if you're 46, that's a lot of folks. That's, what, 30 a year? Or a little more? 33, 34 a year, something like that?
Something like that. That's a lot.
No.
No, that's one a year if you
that's
did.
That's three a year.
Yeah.
Three a year. That's still
so
a lot.
Three or four? No, it's not.
Three a year? Every yeah. year. No matter what. You're in a relationship. You still got to bang
you
three gotta people.
You got to remember, too, there, nope. are there are certain ratios where you're going, blowing and going when you're first getting going, and then when you settle down a little bit, it slows down.
No, but I mean, your average. So the years, if you're with someone for 8 years.
Well, I get it if you're in a relationship.
Now you got to bang. You still got to bang.
The high school still transitioning 24 to people. College. The college when your young years, your young 20s when you're letting it fly.
Yeah, I don't think people are getting laid like that. Let's be real. That's not. That's a lot. Anyways, she is throwing the world's biggest orgy. And what do you. So she said there are three rules.
No phones.
And I was going to say. So what do you think that the three rules are to the orgy?
One, you have to use protection.
That is correct.
Two, I think Nick's right. No phones or pictures or videos.
That's correct.
So we need one more.
Yes.
I don't know.
Nick?
No Viagra.
No, that's not it.
No.
You can actually go and just watch.
You had a name for it, but no beer crack bongs. Or whatever you called it yesterday. Oh,
boofing beer?
Yeah.
No butt chugging? No, that's not. That has nothing to do with it.
I was just kidding.
So, yes, you have to use protection.
Yeah.
No, you can't bring your phone. What do you think the third one is? Any wild guess? One more wild guess. What do you think?
You asked me. I don't know.
No, I know you. Nick, what do you think?
Cialis?
You have to bring a friend. You can't just show up to the orgy by yourself.
That makes sense. Wow.
Which, so other than that, other than those three rules, it's apparently anything goes at this 1,000 person orgy. Now.
Now you say anything goes. Hopefully that dude doesn't show up with the horse.
Exactly. And speaking
that
of.
Brings new meaning to the, hey, F you and the horse you rode in on. Well, if it's part of, it's not breaking the rules.
Speaking of yesterday when I said that the whole butt chugging thing and Nick accused me of that or
of what?
Some of butt chugging. Or no, maybe it was Tyler. I don't know. Somebody did. Could you imagine a germaphobe like me at a 1,000 person orgy?
Oh, man.
I mean, you want to talk about germs and grossness?
You wouldn't be able to touch anything.
No. Anything, anyone. You're just following. Like,
speaking of that, because you're always so sensitive about everything.
Penis after penis.
Yeah, I mean, if you're that sensitive about gross. Lettuce, imagine what you're going to be like with.
Yeah. Now, think about this. I didn't want to eat a piece of bread that another guy reached over
right.
at the Holiday Inn. Now you got to follow 900.
And a reach over.
Other penises? No, thanks. No, I'm good. That orgy scene ain't for me. I don't know how you do it, Nick. There's no way.
Speaking of the lettuce,
what do you mean? I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't go to an orgy.
No, I wouldn't go to an orgy party.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Not 1,000. Would you go to an orgy with 200 people?
No.
Okay. Would you go to an orgy with 100 people?
No.
50?
Nope.
20?
Nope.
10?
Nope.
You wouldn't go to an orgy with 10 people if you were the 10th?
No, I wouldn't do that. That's weird.
Now, when you go, you cannot be close, correct?
Five chicks.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's different.
Three chicks and two dudes.
Nope.
So, no dudes.
Yep, no dudes.
No other dude.
They can't
be
rubbing up against each other like that. I can't be doing that, man.
Touching swords?
Nah, I'm not.
Oh, God. That's
not going to fly.
Don't even make eye contact.
Nope.
It's like, no.
I can't do that, man.
Accidentally touch something.
Can't do it.
Oof. Okay, so you would not ever. I don't even want to ask you. I feel like you would 500 would be no problem. You'd be like, yeah.
No, dude, because the thing is, I ain't walking around on my birthday. I get stage fright looking at all these people just freaking freewheeling and freeballing, and yeah. I'd be like, I'm not into all that. I'm not up for all that.
It amazes me because even dudes with like small penises will go there and not care, and I'm like, man. If I have a small penis, I'm not showing
How
it
do
off,
you know?
That's for sure. Because you've never watched Real Sex on HBO?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Give that a shot. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
There'll be dudes on there where you're like, it disappears.
And you both notice small penises when y'all watch that show?
You can't help but
see it. They reference
it,
too. The dude
I'm just confirming what you said.
You can't
that's
help
people walk up and
hold on.
That's not my belly button.
Nick, have you ever noticed a penis watching
never
porn?
Never in my life.
Never watching porn
never.
Have you noticed a
not
penis?
Not once.
You
I exit out.
Damn lie.
It's like blacked out.
You are
it's
damn
like cropped out.
You are a damn lie. You know damn well.
And I've never seen that in an NFL locker room either. Never, not
or the,
once.
Or the Rockets.
And I've never accidentally posted a video on Twitter of somebody's dong in the locker room either. So I would never do anything like that or look.
Oh, my God.
Thank goodness. We got one segment to go in the show.
Oh,
don't
God,
go anywhere.
Do picks.
Our picks are next. It's the usual suspects. Sportsbet 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. It's Nick and Cody in for Fred and AJ. And confirmed, Jong is in.
Yes, indeed.
So Jong will produce, as usual, for Cody and Nick as they take you into the holiday weekend. We have picks to do, fellas, and we normally kind of blow and go through these, so we'll try and get to all of them. College and pro, Nick, you run this the segment of the show, so take us home.
Okay, let's start with OU and West Virginia. OU on the road, -2.5. They are favored. Who do you got?
I think Oklahoma now needs to make the final statements trying to get into the playoff. If it's at West Virginia and it's only a 2.5-point spread, that tells you that Oklahoma should still win by a half point, in my mind, right? Because
okay.
They get three.
Okay.
But I'm going to take Oklahoma on the road.
So right now, well, and this is Vegas Insider spreads. Is that what we're using?
Correct.
At the 2.5? Okay. I think West Virginia can put up points and hang with Oklahoma because it's a Big 12 game. I'll take in a Big 12 game, in this kind with these two teams, I'll take the points. So give me West Virginia.
I'm going to take OU to cover the 2.5. I like Oklahoma. So okay. We'll move on. Washington versus Washington State. Washington State is at home and favored by 2.5 points.
Washington State and Mike Leach is going to keep on rolling. It means something to them. And I know it's a rivalry game. What is this one? This is the Apple. Or the apple,
knows.
I don't know, but something with apple apples.
Apple a day keeps a doctor
but yeah,
away.
I'm gonna take Mike Leach in Washington State.
Okay, yeah, you're a big Mike Leach fan, huh?
He's funny.
Yeah,
his offense is great.
So wait a minute. So Washington is getting 2.5 points.
Yep.
Give me Washington.
I'll take Washington State -2.5.
All right. So far, I'm completely against you guys on both picks.
All right, Michigan on the road against.
Make up all this ground. I have to.
Ohio State.
Yep.
Is it Ohio State or Oklahoma State?
It is Ohio State. Michigan
okay, -4.5 for Michigan on the road.
4.5?
Yep, 4.5.
4.5. Yes, sir.
You know what? I've got to stick with what we said. I think Ohio State, whether they win or lose, I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take the Buckeyes. They're at home. They're still in it as bad as they've played. It's the end
all
be
all. Maryland last week that they beat by 1 point?
It was awful.
It was god awful. Give me Michigan and I'll give the points.
Okay, Nick.
I will take Michigan as well, -4.5. I think they cover.
All right,
LSU +3 on the road against Texas A&M.
I'll start. I got this one, Joel. Give me LSU and the points.
What are the points? 3?
Yeah.
+3. And they are on the road.
Yeah.
Or is that at College Station or is that
a
neutral?
It's at College Station. I'm trying to think of it from a lot of different perspectives. I don't want to get too far behind taking too many risks.
Too many
picks.
Risks.
I'll take LSU.
Okay. Who you got, Nick?
I'm really tempted to take LSU.
It's the number 7 team in the country.
Against
24, and they're getting 3 points.
All right, sold, man. I'll take LSU +3. That was the only one game I was kind of worried about.
Unless
to be
I looked
with
at
you.
The odds wrong on Vegas Insider.
They got to be given 3.
Well, let me check Vegas Insider one more time, but I'm pretty sure when I wrote
that could
down.
Change from the time I listed it, so. You should stick to the ones that we had. You know what I mean?
No, A&M is favored by 3 in this game.
Really?
Ridiculous.
God, you got to take LSU in the points.
Give me those points.
Yep. All right, huge favorite, Alabama.
Yep.
Probably deservedly so. 24.5 points over Auburn, and they are at home.
Take Auburn to cover, but Alabama to win.
I'm with you. I think Auburn, if you're going to give me 24.5 points in a rivalry game as good as Bama is,
yep.
Auburn still has folks from that same state. They don't recruit as well as Bama, but they still have athletes. And like we discussed in Ohio State, Michigan, sometimes when it's rivalry games,
yep.
the rest of that stuff doesn't matter. So if you're going to spot me 24.5 points in a rivalry game, I'll
take
it.
That's a lot of points for a big-time program in the SEC.
Now, Bama may win by 23. But I'll take the 24.5.
And I'm with you guys. Even though that, you know, Auburn talent-wise may not be up to par, still, it's a big rivalry game, and I think they're going to be ready to play. So I don't think Bama covers. I like plus 24.5 for Auburn.
Okay.
All right, we'll move on to the NFL. And I picked four games, all of which teams that are on the road and favored. I'm really interested to see what your picks are for this, just because they're only favored by 3 points in most cases.
Okay.
Chicago versus Detroit, -3 on the road for the Bears. Who do you have?
I'm going to go with Chicago in this one.
Okay.
Even with Trubisky. Even with that situation.
Biggest thing is you got to also take into consideration that Varner and Marvin Jones are out for the Lions. So
And I tell you what, the Chicago defense is still healthy. Man, I don't know. That's the problem with picking right now is
not Varner.
Kerryon Johnson. Yeah, if I find out that Trubisky was hurt, I'm definitely going Detroit. But I'm going to roll the dice here, and I'm going to say Trubisky plays and Chicago's defense steps up. So I'll give the three.
For some reason,
you're going Detroit.
I'm
going to
take Detroit in the point.
Probably the smart play.
I don't think Trubisky plays, and I think Detroit wins because of it. I think that hurts. I think there's an unbelievable belief in that quarterback, even though you're not completely sold on it. I feel like the Bears front office
talked picks on MyBookie and who you would take for that bet that MyBookie, the special that they're having, if you win, you win. If you lose, they'll give you your money back up to $250. I would definitely wait to find out the status of Trubisky and then make that bet. But since I'm having a pick now, I'm going to roll the dice.
Cool.
This is the one thing you guys got to remember about this. Just like rivalries in college.
This is a rivalry.
Thanksgiving Day game for the Lions. They play different.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to take +3 for the Lions as well. So.
Okay.
All right. Jacksonville on the road against Buffalo. Jacksonville -3 favorite on the road. Who do you got?
Two bad teams.
Yeah. Two ugly
The Bills
teams.
Are worse. I'll take the Jags.
Yeah, I'm with you. Give me the Jags on the road. Give them the three.
I'm going to take the Jags as well. All right, New England -9.5. They're playing the Jets on the road. Who do you have?
New England by 10 or more.
New England by 10 or more,
yeah,
huh?
The Jets' defense is better, and they're young, and they're getting better. But the Jets overall are still a mess. They want Bowles fired. They got nothing to play for. Patriots are still trying to get positioning. It will come playoff time, I'll take New England.
Patriots are vulnerable. This is a divisional game. What's his name? Willie B used to say, watch out for double-digit division dogs. Take the points. Now, this isn't double digits, but it's 9.5. That's pretty damn close. Give me the Jets and the points.
Does Willie B no buckshot, Bob?
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to take New England -9.5. I think, it's a divisional game, and the Jets are probably going to be ready. But if this game slips away from them early on, I don't think they're ever going to bounce back, and that's why I think New England will cover. Okay. So, final game, or is it two
no,
more
we got
games?
Two more games.
All right, Pittsburgh on the road against Denver -3 for the Steelers.
Steelers are rolling right now, and I know it's on the road, like you said, and it's a spread, but it's only three. And the way they've been playing and the fact that they've turned this thing around, I just feel like they got the mojo last week, the great come-from-behind victory. Big Ben pulled it through. I believe in the Steelers right now. I believe they'll win by more than three.
I don't think three's enough. Give me Pittsburgh, and I'll give you the points.
All right. Yeah, the two teams I'm really enjoying to watch right now are the Saints and the Steelers, and I'm really, really enjoying the Steelers. So I really like them against Denver on the road. I know they're on the road against the Broncos, but I still like -3. So I'm taking the Steelers to cover in the final game. -3 for the Texans. Monday Night Football at home. I know Tennessee did amazing.
-3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct. Houston -3.
All right.
I know Tennessee did really well against New England, and I know this is a divisional game. I imagine they're going to be ready, but I think this situation, I'm not going to pick against the Texans. It's going to be really, really hard for them to win 8 games in a row, but...
You're going to go Houston and 3?
Yeah.
Give the 3?
Yeah, -3, and I like them to cover.
So am I. They're at home, and the fact that Mariota's, I don't expect him to play. They already laid a complete crap show egg on the road last week, and I did the Titans, and I believe that Houston's going to keep it rolling.
Well, it's a home game, and this team is hot, the Texans are. It's a divisional game, and like you said, the Texans, not only are they on the road, but the Titans from week to week, it's hard to figure out who this team is. They've been so... Jekyll and Hyde. They'll play good 1 week and then they'll look bad for 2 weeks. You said Mariota's status was up in the air. I'm with you. I'll take Houston. I'll give the 3 points. Deshaun Watson has a full complimentary or a full complement of his weapons on offense. The running game is looking good. The line is opening up holes for Miller and Blue. And the fact is, this defense is still playing well. And I don't know that that Tennessee's offense can put up enough points to cover the three that they'd be having to make up. So I'm going to go Houston.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. That'll do it for us. We appreciate y'all. So want to make sure that you guys have a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy some time off. We're going to. And then we'll catch up with you guys on Monday, getting ready for Monday Night Football and that game you were just talking about, the Texans and the Titans.
Yeah, man. And listen, everybody out there that's listening, want to thank you guys for listening. Want to thank you for tuning in. We always appreciate your support. Everybody that texted, thank you for your text as well. And to all the Twitter folks out there in the Twitterverse, we appreciate you chiming in as well. You're not going out of town at all, are you?
Nope. Here the whole for the duration.
Okay, cool. All right, right now, though, have a good Thanksgiving. And, Nick, you have a good Thanksgiving as well. And I know how you can have a good Christmas, and that's by making the wife happy. And the way you can do that is get her diamonds. And if you're like me and you don't know much about diamonds, I got a guy that's going to walk you through the process, tell you the best diamonds that are the right for your wife based on what she tells you she wants. And that's Mark Klein with Klein's Fine Jewelry. Mark, how are you going to help the people, man?
Hey, you know, we've been doing it for years. Since 1990, I've been doing this, and every single year it's the same thing. If you're looking for anything in jewelry, you have got to give me a call. I mean, the wife is the most important thing. Happy wife, happy life. And I'm telling you, if you're driving around thinking, what am I going to get her? Come to Klein's. Don't go to the mall. Don't go to some half-price deal. You pull right up to the front. You walk in. You're in and out. Taken care of. It's done. And we have things that start at $100. So you just have to come into the store, pick it out, take care of her. She's going to open that box for Christmas. She doesn't know you spent $100, but hey, you did, and it's a great deal, and she's happy as can be. So anything in jewelry, diamond pendants, earring, bracelets, custom rings. If you have old gold that you're not using anymore and you want to trade it in, you can do that. If you want to sell us gold or diamonds, you can do that as well, and you don't have to buy anything. I mean, just come into the store, come into Klein's, have a great Christmas. Have a great holiday season. Whatever it is in jewelry, give us a shot, and we're going to make it the best deal in the city of Houston. You can call us on the phone. We'll quote you the price over the phone. Here's my number, 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. Check out KleinsJewelry.com. Anything in jewelry, Klein's Jewelry is the place this Christmas season.
I've told you before, I'll tell you again, Klein made my wife happy. She had something very specific in mind. He made it for her. He even looked at her ring as a trade, like he's talking about selling rings back, man. There's no other – it doesn't make sense to go anywhere else. Make sure you go there, KleinsJewelry.com, or call him 832-316-1388. Mark Klein, thank you so much, man. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week, bud.
All right, pal. Thanks.
All right, that's it. Usual Suspects, we are done for the day. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. We appreciate you. Up next, filling in for Fred and AJ is Cody and Nick, and John will be on the wheels of steel. So it's a different version of the Blitz, but it's going to be a lot of fun. You guys stay tuned. We'll see you next week. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.